It was a hot August night in 1993 when I was doing another radio show with Dick Hoagland. Hoagland, a well-known author, science commentator, and rock hunter, and I were discussing the Mars Observer spacecraft, a $1.5 billion mission launched by NASA late September 1992. Now, just the year previously, around the time that the craft was originally to be launched, Hurricane Andrew blew through Florida. Well, it delayed the launch, created a tremendous amount of damage down there, and after the hurricane was all said and done, NASA checked the spacecraft. They ended up pulling the capsule with, among other things, a very important camera that had been added in there under the auspices of Dr. Michael Malin. They took it back to the clean room, checked the craft to make sure there was no damage, and lo and behold, they found tremendous amounts of debris inside the craft. Well, the bottom line was, it would have been virtually impossible for this debris to have been put in there during the hurricane, by the hurricane. And basically what ended up being pretty much accepted was someone attempted to sabotage this mission. A lot of reasons why, some of which you'll be hearing later in this radio show. But finally was launched, and at the time of this broadcast with Dick Hoagland, the Mars Observer was just 3 weeks out from Mars, ready to take up orbit. Well, if you're not sure what happened, in 3 weeks' time from this past, just a couple of days out from Mars, NASA inexplicably turned off all the electronics in the spacecraft. They basically intentionally lost touch with it. There were a number of reasons given, but never really a good reason. The upshot was, when they tried to turn it back on, the Mars Observer was gone. $1.5 billion down the tube. But at any rate, 3 weeks before all this happened, Dick Hoagland and I discussed this and many other things, and I think you're going to enjoy this edition, which I'm now calling A Blast from the Past.